Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. It's a game played really with controlled violence, and he had a freakish hand injury. He got it caught in the guy's face mask, and it broke. And you know, we're gonna miss him, and we're gonna miss his energy and his athleticism on the field. And he's around here today, and he wants to play, but you know, he just can't. So yeah, we'll miss him on the field, and it's unfortunate because he's been doing everything that we've asked, and he's been making strides. He has been getting better every week, and obviously it's going to be a little bit of a setback for him, but I think hopefully he'll pick up just coming back, and it's just a hand injury where as soon as it's possible, he'll play with the cast on.
How soon do you think that could be?
I really don't know. I've seen guys come back. I think it's just probably a function of the stitches and then the pain tolerance for it, but I've seen the guys with the big club, so for him, I'm sure as soon as possible.
I think it was before the opener you said anybody who's wearing a hat was going to play.
Yeah.
And then the other Sunday we saw Holmes and mm-hmm. you're out there in mm-hmm. key situations. Mm-hmm. Can you just talk about that philosophy and why you're doing that this year?
Yeah, well, we are – I gave our guys – I always tend to give the defense a theme of the year, if you will. And this year was 2016 season of opportunity, because it will be opportunities for a lot of guys for a lot of different reasons, really whatever drives guys, whether it's redemption, if you want to call it that, this my word, of Joe Hayden. Last year he didn't play a lot, and he's off to a fast start. Whether it's guys making the team, proving that they can still play in the league, getting quality play time. So really, what we're doing is we're going to play a lot of guys. And, obviously we're going down to Miami. It's going to be very hot, very humid down there. And just the body count, we're going to play. We will really play probably everybody that does have a hat. And definitely whether it's between special teams and defense, everybody will play for us.
And how much of that in a normal week, not Miami, is just because everybody's so young and you don't know exactly who can do what?
That's exactly what we're doing. We're giving guys opportunities, and some of it is the guy that has a hot hand will get more opportunities depending on who that guy is, and it's going to help us in the long run. It's going to develop talent. It's going to develop depth, and obviously it's going to give guys an opportunity to show that we're looking for talented young men that can play in this league, and we're going to just keep rolling guys through, and if a guy gets hot in the game, he'll earn more playing time that way.
Ryan Tannehill on film, or what do you guys kind of have to contend with or be concerned with on Sunday?
Well, watching him in all the games this year, and obviously seeing him in the past, he's a dynamic quarterback in the sense that, obviously everybody knows he was a former wide receiver at Texas A&M, and he's mobile, he's strong, he runs with the ball, so he gives that dual threat of passing and catching. And down there, I would assume Coach Gase would say, they want to get their running game on track. He's their leading rusher right now. Whether Arian Foster plays or not, I don't know that. But he's been kind of the catalyst behind them. And I don't assume they want their quarterback to be their leading rusher, but it's also kudos to him that, he is that kind of athletic quarterback. And we know it's their home opener down there, and he's going to be fired up, and they're kind of in the same situation that we are. You're looking for a win and by any means necessary, and so I'm sure he'll be fired up.
Did Joe Hayden look like Joe Hayden from a couple of years ago on Sunday?
He really did, and for a guy that missed, I don't think he practiced until probably the 10th practice or so of training camp because of the off-season surgery. He really is. He's, and I think I had said this when we first came back, not so much, his physical look, because I can't tell how he feels, but for sure the look in his eye, and just the excitement in his voice, and he's, I think he's on a mission. I really do.
What are your feelings on
releasing John Hughes? My feelings or my emotions? I was sad. I was here when John, I think, was a rookie, and watch him grow up. And I preach to our guys as a former player, you don't play forever in this league. And the phrase I use, that one time they're going to come and tell you to give me the helmet, give me the cleats, and you know, it's time to move on. But sad was mine. But this is, you know, everybody knows, all the players know, and if they don't, I keep reiterating that this is a business, and it's a performance based business, and I always say statistics are important and all that stuff. But I just wish them well. I really do. Well, I think at his position, because he's closest to the ball, he can kind of help himself. He can make his own hay, if you will. And we've been on him to take that next step of being recognized as a consistent day in and down in and down out disruptive force in there. He's starting to, and I keep saying that, you know, he's in his probably 19th start. I don't know if he started every game last year for us, but he's got to really just take that next step of, I can play in this league. I know that now. Now I just got to show the rest of the league and be a very consistent player. And he's taken steps that way too. And he's working very hard to do everything that we ask him to do.
This is probably, I would imagine, somewhat of an emotional game for Jamar Taylor. Can you talk about how he's done for you, and you know, what do you think?
Yeah. He's been a very quiet professional. He came in here from Miami, obviously, and you know, it's always, I think, a big game for no matter who you are, when you either go back to your hometown or you go back to your home team, if it, you know, the team that drafted you. So you know, he knows all the guys inside and out. You know, obviously, he practiced with the new regime down there, and it will be a big game for him. Just you know, he hasn't said this, but I just think human nature is, you know, when you get divorced, you want your new spouse to look better than the old spouse. So I'm sure he wants to show Miami that, you know, he's doing well up here.
What did you like from week one to week two when you look at your defense?
Well, my emotional thought was, you know, we didn't win, and that's what we want. We want to win. Do I like that we're taking strides? Yeah, but it doesn't matter if we don't win. And, you know, I was probably most disappointed for Josh. You know, he went out there and played with a broken collarbone and until the last throw had a chance to win. And you know, we talked about the heritage of Ronnie Lott getting a finger amputated to play the game and how precious this game is and what guys will do to play in this game. And so for me, it was disappointing that we didn't win it for Josh. I'm hoping from him that he takes that quantum leap of, okay, I played some in Philly, I played some last week, I'm getting more and more reps. And again, for him, that he acknowledged self-acknowledgement that I belong in this league, I can play, I'm going to start this week, and let me go play. And really, I don't know the saying, but it's the Wally Pipp thing of, you know, once you get your chance, you know, you go and you play. And there's no reason that he can't have a great game and go, guys, I can play in this league. Just let me, you know, give me more and more snaps.
Coach, saw a little bit of Tyron Holmes for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
There's only 10 snaps. What are you showing that?
Mm-hmm. We're going to play him more this week. And for us, you know, I don't think it's a secret. All you have to do is watch the film or watch the game, and you can see we do roll our guys, and you know, we're going to be a defense by committee, and I don't think there's anything wrong with giving guys opportunity, and the guys that earn more opportunities, snaps, play time, to give it to them. And guys know that, you know, it's kind of the old, you know, two dogs, one bone thing, that, you know, the guy that's going to be the most tenacious is going to probably get the bone. Well, we didn't get any sacks, so not everything is a sack. Sometimes you do get pressures, you get hurries, you get quarterback hits, but we're looking for the guy that's going to get sacks and affect the game that way from us, and we didn't get any sacks last week, so we're going to continue. That's why we're going to continue to roll guys, and somebody will take hold of it and say, well, coach, give me more than, you know, when I want to come out because I'm tired, I will, but give me more opportunities.
On your side of the ball, what was the one main reason
The two minute situation. They got two opportunities. Baltimore had two opportunities in 3 minutes and 14 seconds, and they scored 10 points. That was the game. Yeah, boy. They have weapons on the outside. You look at them, and Mr. Landry is when he was at LSU with Mr. Beckham up in the Giants, he probably thinks I'm equally as talented. And when you look at their offense, I think they're built to throw the ball. You know, the quarterback's got a strong arm. He's got multifaceted receivers. Landry can throw the ball. He can catch the ball. He can, punt returner. And then you go with Cameron catching the balls and Sims. They're really built from outside in to run the ball. And then we got, a good offensive line that, they're just struggling running the ball, but they're not struggling in pass protection, and the quarterback is mobile enough. So, I assume that they're going to try to challenge us in the air. The first word that comes in my mouth or brain descriptively would be aggressive. He's very aggressive. He's very smart. And he's the kind of young NFL safety that you want that's going to be disruptive, that can catch the ball. And he has that, that run hit factor, that RH factor that some guys just don't have, the combination of both. And I don't think the game's too big for the kid. He's very quiet. He's very cerebral. And I think he's going to be one of our young studs that we, latch on to. And as the years go on, go, wow, I remember when that kid was a rookie and he showed what he potentially could be or will be.
Could have had a big day last week for Baltimore. Is that more of a function of Flacco looking for him a lot on third down, or you guys need to play better coverage, and how will that show up Sunday against Cameron?
I think it was a factor. When you go into certain teams, you try to take away their guys, and obviously the week before against the Buffalo, their guy was Mike Wallace, and Mike Wallace has been a big play guy for a bunch of teams or a few teams, and so we made a very conscious effort to say that they are not going to beat us deep, and we just took the deep passes away, and so he just went underneath, and part of I believe Pitta was one of the ones that benefited from a missed tackle on a 4-yard catch, so. I don't know what he ended up yardage-wise, but I know that particular play turned out to be a 30-yard play or something like that. So it was kind of one of those hidden yardage type things, but he did produce. We need more, and he's one of our young guys that we want to speed up. And part of that speeding up process of the game for him is just understanding what his job description is for that particular play and to free him up to play faster. And he's coming along, but it's a process where he's a young kid that is seeing a lot. He's seeing formations, and he's got to understand his responsibility in that and who's going to block him, how they're blocking him. And as soon as he understands the speed of the NFL game, I think he'll be able to unleash what he can do on the field.